Okay, still on location in association with Ather & Co. and, of course, Pharmanor Nutritional Supplements. One of the tasty treats of Thornton Dale has to be the Chocolate Factory. And we're very fortunate now to be speaking to...
to Sarah at the Chocolate Factory.
Sarah, we first encountered this via the internet, as so many of our location reports have accessed via that routine. And you've got an absolutely delightful store here. Tell us about it.
Right, well, the company was started about 8 years ago by two brothers, Gareth and Chris, and they now have two shops and the factory up at Huttonley Hall.
Which is just fantastic. Aaron, you're our chef expert here. Questions, please.
Yeah, it's looking really, really good. So do you make all your chocolates? Is everything made or everything made on your in your premises?
Everything is handmade at the factory at Huttonley Hall, yes, absolutely everything.
Those of us of a certain age can remember the movie Chocolat, that was obviously extremely popular a few years ago, and the whole art of the chocolatier. It seems as though you've made a full restoration to those sort of days. I mean, if you're producing your own stuff, it just seems, you know, fantastic, really. So no mass-produced material here?
No, absolutely not. It keeps the two guys very busy indeed. It keeps them out of trouble.
I can appreciate that. And looking behind you, you've got the Bailey's cream, you've got everything handmade with real Belgian chocolate, etc. Is this a dream job for yourself?
Of course, I'm a female. Every woman's dream is to work in a chocolate factory. I am chief taster, of course.
Very crucial.
Very crucial indeed. Of course, I need to know what the chocolates taste like to be able to advise my customers on what they're going to have to buy.
I sense a possible tasting test coming on in a few moments. I mean, but, you know, we'll have to work on that. Meanwhile, Aaron.
So how did the family get into sort of doing this, sort of getting into the chocolate side of business, really?
Well, it was really just a chance. This used to be a gift shop, and they started making chocolates in their kitchen with a bain-marie, and it just went from there. They started selling some of the chocolates to the lady that had the gift shop and just see how they went, and every day they were making more and more and more, and it got to the point where the gift shop came for sale, and they thought, that's our opportunity.
Good to see that people recognise class and quality when it's actually there. Now, you seem to have the next generation sitting behind you. Would you like to give a little plug to, presumably, your daughter?
This is my daughter, Lily, yes. I don't know whether we should give her a plug. She's off school poorly. She shouldn't be sat in a chocolate factory, should she?
Very healthy for you. Yes, it's important. It's important from that point of view.
Yes, this is Lily. She's helping me out today. She's second in command to chief taster.
Very good. Okay, very important job, Lily.
Yeah.
Yeah, sort of do a nice routine from that point of view. Seriously, though, chocolates can be very healthy and very important because, I mean, not only do they give you that feel-good endorphin factor, etc., this is something which presumably, because you look after the whole thing in terms of production, you can look into and actually make sure that those health properties of chocolate can be maintained as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we do promote lots of good things about the chocolate that we sell. It's free from hydrogenated fats, which is something that a lot of the chocolates that you buy off the shelf in a newsagent or supermarket, you know, they haven't got those qualities. And everything that we sell also is gluten-free, which is becoming more popular for, you know, the celiac diet's becoming more and more. And we also produce dairy-free chocolate, which surprises a lot of people that come into the shop. They're quite taken aback that dairy-free chocolate... So, you know, we do cater for everybody, hopefully.
Which is good. And I see loads of flavour. You've got Southern Comfort there, you've got lemon creams, apricot and almond. Who comes up with the different flavours?
The guys, really. And we try to stick to the more traditional sort of varieties and flavours. We have had people come in and say, no, do you do the chilli and dark chocolate? And it's a little bit more modern for us. You know, as you can see by our surroundings, we're in a lovely, quaint Yorkshire village with a traditional shop. We're trying to stay traditional.
In terms of the shop design, I mean, clearly there are a whole range of things you can do with shop designs, but I'm very impressed with the way you seem to have mixed the modern and the contemporary with the kind of classical things you'd expect almost from like the classic Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Absolutely, and we do do really well with our chocolate boxes. That's something that people come to us for, the boxes with the flowers on. A lot of the older generation, you know, it takes them back to the 1950s when you could buy the beautiful boxes. It was mostly the box that people bought them for rather than the chocolates. So we've got a lovely mix here. You can't get those anymore, but if you come to Thorndale, you can.
Precisely. Now, we're heading up to Easter. Easter's synonymous with bunnies and all manner of other delightful things. Will you be looking at sort of bespoke chocolate eggs as well?
We have. If you look around the corner over there, we've got different flavoured eggs this year, which is a first for us. We've got plain chocolate with orange flavouring. We've got milk with strawberry, white with strawberry.
See, you're doing this deliberately to clearly sort of just get our mouth watering in all sorts of ways, etc. We'll move on. We mentioned a website at the start. There is a website where people can presumably order from, etc. The web address is?
We don't actually have a mail order service.
Outrageous.
From the website. It does give people a good excuse to travel to Thorntleydale or Huttonley Hole, because they are both fabulous villages, and buy them on site.
Well, there you are. You see, if you needed a reason to actually commission people to actually make your way to this wonderful part of North Yorkshire, either Thorntleydale or indeed Huttonley Hole, I think we've just actually had one from that point of view. What's your own personal favourite?
My own personal favourite has to be the fruit and nut cluster.
They were looking quite interesting for that.
Would you like to try one?
Well, I mean, as our chief taster, I can see it's a part of the whole fee for, sorry, from that point of view. It's just marvellous stuff. I'll tell you what, yeah. Aaron, if you'd like to try this to start off with. Is that way, if all works well, this is the moment, the crucial moment here that's coming across here. And yes, there's silence there. I think it's going to be positive satisfaction that's coming through on this particular basis.
Yeah, it's very good. Very, very good. But I've always been, I like fruit and nut and chocolate together, mm-hmm. So it's really, really nice.
It's a good mix, isn't it? Absolutely. Yeah.
And again, in terms of the location of this whole setup, it's the Chocolate Factory in Thorntleydale. The web address for finding out things, not necessarily ordering online, is
www.thechocolatefactoryco.uk.
It's been absolutely sensational wrapping up the whole sequence of reports we've had in this little day in the life in a wonderful sort of part of North Yorkshire. For the moment, we salute you.
Thank you very much.